cold.
A horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife, Becca.
Hi.
And we're going to watch every horror movie together, which is why we're starting a new series. Because when you release one episode a week, it is impossible to get through everything. Yeah. That's 52 movies a year.
That's not enough.
There are a lot more horror movies than that.
Yeah.
So we're going to try out this new idea I had. We're calling it Spoiler-Free Speedrun. This is our first episode, obviously. We're going to, I think, try to do at least one of these at like the end of every month, which is going to let us like recap things. And the idea is just to start out with a game, kind of icebreaker game. I want to do games that let us like see how well we know each other, since that is kind of the point of the podcast in a way. And then we're going to run through movies that we've been watching, just giving like quick spoiler-free reviews. And this week, I think we're going to cover Send Help, Bone Lake, and Megan 2.0. So like the whole thing, honestly, is we've been doing this for like 2 years now, right?
Yep.
Still really enjoy it, right?
Yes.
Still love making this. But like, I don't know, there's a kind of routine and a formula that we've kind of settled into. And constantly, I feel like you are saying like, oh, I want to do this or I want to do this. Like, you wanted to cover more shorts.
Yeah.
And you wanted to do like, is it the Emmys? The Oscars? And you want to do like an Oscars episode and you want to play games. And I've even, like, we've done that in the past where we did random episodes like the top 10. Mm-hmm. We did one for episode 100 that is super fun. If people haven't listened to that, we just kind of play games the whole time. Turns out playing games is very fun. And I've had people reach out and say, you should do more of that. But it's like, when every episode is a different movie, yeah, it's like, where do you put that? And at a certain point, it's like, it's our fucking podcast. Like, why do we have to do, like...
No, we don't have to do
anything. We're not getting paid to do this shit. We can do whatever the fuck we want. But I want to still keep having episodes where we go deep on a movie.
Oh, no, I still want to have that, too.
Yeah, I think we're just... we talk about this in the top 10, but I think we want to handpick things and actually find, like, weird, obscure, older stuff. That's mm-hmm. what we like are drawn to.
That's kind of how we started
yeah.
the podcast.
But then like, I don't know, I also like to stay on top of new releases.
Yeah.
And it feels like more and more good horror keeps coming out every year.
Yeah, it's really hard to keep up between wanting to watch older movies and then now so many like new horror movies.
Especially when you're obligated to do a podcast episode for everyone that you watch. So this way we can pick movies that like, it's not about like picking movies we didn't like. It's yeah. not like this is the trash bin. It's just some movies.
Trash bin.
We don't need to like, that's the whole podcast. No, that's not nice.
No, that's not nice to us.
I love the podcast. This is my favorite yeah, podcast.
Me too.
I don't know. I'm usually not self-deprecating. That's not my thing.
I think it's like built into us as millennials.
We're also making sure we overcome seasonal depression today on this recording of this very fun episode.
We're going to beat seasonal depression.
Yes. Yeah, so it'll be nice to just fly through some of these movies. This is also, it's going to wind up being a place where we can put just all the weird shit. Like if we want to just do an episode on shorts, we'll throw it in spoiler-free speedrun. Why don't we get to our game? We've been like kind of racking our brains trying to figure out like what kind of game to play. You had some really good ideas that involve Letterbox. I think we really need ideas from people.
Yeah. If you have an idea of something you want us to explore, some game or whatever, let us know.
I think it's tough because like we are not comedians. So like some games that podcasters do, it's all about thinking on your feet. And be a super witty, like,
that's I can't a lot of do improv. That shit.
I can't do improv. And I really like games that are just about how well do we know each other. Mm-hmm. So, in honor of the fact that we just released our top 10 for 2025, that should have come out last week, if this goes up on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't listened to that yet, in that episode, we rank everything from last year, like, kind of live and, like, record it. We specifically didn't make our, like, personal top 10s beforehand because we wanted to figure it out together. Mm-hmm. So now we have each created our personal top 10 lists.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to take turns guessing each other's list.
Yes.
To see if we can nail if I knew exactly what your top 10 is in order. See, which I definitely do.
Yeah, because I feel like through that episode, I feel like I was like giving where I would
only put. A little bit. There's definitely one movie that was like, I know where this is going because we fucking argued about it. But to make it extra fun, we're going to have a point system. And I think there's going to be like a handy graphic if you're watching this on YouTube. But basically, every time that we make a guess, if the movie is not on the list, 0 points. If the movie is on the other person's list, but it's the wrong spot, 1 point. Mm-hmm. If the movie is on the other person's list and it's in the right spot, 3 points.
I have a feeling we're going to lose track.
I actually already got that covered.
Okay.
I'm going to be recording so we can make sure there is a clear winner, which I think was the part of the game you were not on board
with.
No,
because I think that's kind of silly.
It doesn't need to be a competition, no. But I think it's fun what it is. And no, and I think genuinely, if one of us is like super way off, that's just more funny. Because it'll say a lot about like what we think of the other person.
Okay.
I feel like we did pretty good in the episode 100. We guessed each other's, like, I don't know if I mentioned, this is the 2025 top 10. Yeah. We did in that episode our like overall top 10 and tried to guess it. I thought that was very fun, even though some of the answers were like very off.
You mean 2024?
No, we did like of all time, remember?
Yeah, wasn't that 2024?
What?
You said it was the top 10 2025.
That's what we're doing today.
Oh, okay. I'm getting confused.
We also guessed each other's favorite subgenres, which is how I learned that I love slimy alien movies, which I didn't realize
about that.
I didn't know that about myself. Until that moment, and then it was like, yeah, I am a slimy alien guy. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know me better than I do. We can learn from this. Well, why don't we, let's just pull up our lists and get started.
Okay.
I didn't think of a prize for the winner.
Okay. Well, what do you want the prize to be?
There aren't real stakes. I don't know.
No. It has to be something like, we say on the podcast.
Well, I feel like there are like shitty couples where it's like, I'll do the dishes if I lose. It's like we already share that.
Yeah, we kind of pick up wherever it needs to be picked up.
So since this was my idea and you seem to hate it.
I don't hate it. It's not that I don't hate it. I don't like competitive. Ever since I was a kid, I never liked competitive stuff.
It like immediately made you nervous when it seemed like a competition. But why don't you can go ahead and guess first.
Well, I think it's safe to say that we have a free space. For both of us.
Oh, yeah. We both have 11. Let's say that. And that's, how do we do this? You know what? This will be like a tiebreaker. 2 points if it's on their list somewhere.
Okay.
How about that? So let's start with the number 11 bonus points. What was your number 11 for me?
I had two that I was going in between that were like extra.
Which one is the strongest of the two?
Hard Eyes.
Nope.
Okay.
0 points.
What I meant by free space was that I'm pretty sure we have the same number one. So that's kind of what I meant.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, let me set that up. Yeah, so it totally went over my head.
I was like, what is he doing?
Okay. So since we both know what the number one is. I know, like, we kind of revealed that when we made our top 10 is that we have the same number one. So as a tiebreaker, we both picked 11 movies for each other. I think you said you picked 12.
Mm-hmm.
If we get to the end and it's a tie somehow, we'll use that to give bonus points to the winner.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get to the fucking game. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
That doesn't matter.
So why don't you start? What do you think is my number 10?
Your number 10?
Yes.
I put 28 Years Later.
That is not at number 10, but it is on my list.
Okay. I feel like that one I was confused about because I feel like when we first saw it, I thought you really liked it. But then it seemed like as time went on, you didn't like it as much. So I couldn't really place it.
That's what's like, it's so hard about this because, you know, it's the Regency bias. The stuff that we just saw, we're going to feel way stronger about. And I think, like, what's funny is during our joint top 10, I was kind of dismissive. I thought about it later and I was like, you know what? That was a really good movie. So I think it went up higher on my list because of that. We still haven't seen The Bone Temple, which I think that also affects it.
Yeah, I really want to. I heard that that is almost like Wicked roles. Like, they go together. Like, you have to, they're a whole movie.
I mean, the first one has such an insane cliffhanger. Yeah. That it's like, of course. But my guess for your number 10, Final Destination Bloodlines.
No.
It's not on your list at all?
No.
Holy shit.
There's just too many movies that came out. But it is. That's true. Well, I won't say.
I figured with Tony Todd especially, that would have made it for you. I did kind of, I was debating this. This was definitely, it was between a couple movies, and I settled on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, it was really hard to even, like, try to squeeze them into a top 10. Because there's so many good movies.
But what's your guess for my number 9?
I put Keeper.
It's not on my list.
No.
Nope.
I thought you really liked the ending.
I did really like the ending. Yeah. I think that's part of the problem is that I thought the movie itself is very good, but it's not great. You know, like, it's a lot of setup for the ending, and the ending fucking rocks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the movie itself is maybe not one of Oz Perkins' best. That even sounds more negative than I mean for it to sound, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, my guess for your number 9.
Okay.
Oh, you definitely have this on your list. If you don't, then I don't know you at all. And I need to walk out the door.
This is number 9? I have to, like, look at it again. Okay.
If it's not on your list, I'm going to get up and leave the house.
Okay. Well, we'll see. This might be a short episode. Because Todd is going to leave.
Your number 9 is Queens of the Dead.
It's not my number 9, but it is on my list.
There we go. You know, we should just say where they are on the list, if it's on the list, because what does it matter? Yeah,
but then what if, okay, I guess.
Doesn't matter. So 28 years later was number 5. Where was Queens of the Dead on yours?
Number 9. Oh, wait, no, number 10.
I looked at you so fast, girl. I was like, oh, shit.
No.
She cheated?
No. I can't because it's screenshot.
Okay, so I fucked it up by putting Final Destination on there. I was so close.
You were close.
Now you're up. What's my number 8?
I put Begonia.
Uh-oh. That's my number 8.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Nice. God damn it.
Man, you should be happy. I got it.
Well, now you have 4 points. I got 1. That's fucked up. Yeah, Begonia was great. I mean, we're both fans of
Yorgos Lanthimos. I should know how to say this. I'm Greek. I don't think I'm saying it right.
I think you are.
Yorgos Lanthimos?
Yes, exactly. Take from the resident Greek. I know I can count on you for those.
No, I really think I might have said it wrong.
Look, it was close enough. Yeah, we're always going to be big fans of his movies, and this one was really fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
I think we both really liked it. But my guess, where are we?
Number 8? What?
I messed up.
What do you mean messed up?
I had Final Destination as your number 11, and Queens of the Dead as your number 10.
Let me see. Did you?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Oop.
You see what I'm saying? You did. I see.
Hold on.
It's screenshotted. It's there. It's
looking at it now. I realize I've been reading my list wrong, and I had Final Destination as your number 11. Like, completely fucked up my own rules about the game.
A little bit, yeah.
And I actually had Queens of the Dead at number 10.
Yeah.
But since I fucked up, and we're definitely not going to just re-record all this.
No.
I'll just move my... I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do for the rest of my
life. You still get
list.
The points, though, because it was there. I don't know how it works at this point.
No. Yeah, it's going to be
this is what I said.
Up.
The point system's going to be fucked. Like,
okay. You know what? Who gives a fuck about the points? Let's just do this way.
I mean, it's a little inconvenient that you say that now that I had the most points.
Why are
and
games so
like...
hard? No, I wasn't going to give myself the points. You said to give them. I think what I'll do is I'll just... I think you're still going to win.
I don't think. I think it's going to get tougher as it gets we get closer to the top.
I don't know why games are so fucking hard.
They are hard.
It's episode one. We'll get better at games as we go.
Please don't leave.
I have 4 points now. You have 4 points.
Okay.
But now we have to revisit. Glad I called this early. The actual number nine that I have for you is Good Boy.
That's actually not on my list.
Well, then, yeah, we're set now. Oh. That just evened it
out. I did really like Good Boy, but again, there's so many good movies that came out this year. What?
No, I'm at 3 points.
You made this game.
All right, all right, all right. We're resetting now. We're good.
Okay.
You're 4 points. I'm at 3 points. I double dipped on the points for Queens of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
I just get three for that, and that's it.
Okay.
You're still in the lead. We're good now.
Okay.
We just don't have a tiebreaker anymore.
No, we don't. We have to figure something else out.
You said number nine, right?
You're number nine?
Yeah.
Wait.
Did you already say that? I'm getting caught up.
Yes.
Okay.
We did eight because it was Begonia for you.
Okay. Okay. And then to catch us up, my number eight for you was 28 Years Later.
No. That is on your list? It's on my list, okay. But it's not my number eight.
Back to being tied, baby. So where is it on your list?
It's number nine.
Okay. Fuck. So close. God damn. I don't know why. I figured we've always said Good Boy, very good movie. Mm-hmm. But the dog black magic that has everyone charmed did not work on me. I thought it would have worked on you.
I mean, I really liked the movie, but there's also so many other movies.
That's true. You've broken free of its spell. I guess that fucking dog Indy didn't deserve that award. No. After all.
I think Indy deserves an award, but his own award, if we can be fair here. I think I said that, though, in the other podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely with you. Mm-hmm. What do you have for your number seven for me?
Okay. I put Weapons. Is it not on your
Holy
list?
Holy shit. It's my number seven.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
God damn it. Fuck. Okay. Up to 7 points. It's so funny. I think this is the one movie that doing our joint top 10.
Yeah.
I think really cemented, because I know where yours is too. I'm going to just say that right now.
I'm sure.
I'm going to call the shot.
Well, I think I actually said it on the podcast too. So
exactly. But it's funny that from talking to me about Weapons, you knew like, oh, that's number seven.
Yeah, I knew that it was going to, I knew that you liked it, but I knew you didn't like it as much as some other things.
Okay. But I think your number seven is Keeper.
It is my number seven.
Oh, yes. You're so fucking funny, because before this, you were so nervous about like, oh, what if we get them all wrong? As if that means anything. And here we are like guessing perfectly. Okay. You didn't have to worry about that.
No, I guess not.
I knew you love Keeper. I knew it was going to be on your list. We were both Oz heads. You were the biggest Oz head, though. So it was like, I knew you wouldn't disrespect this man.
No. Like I knew from hearing when he had the monkey and then Keeper, I was like, one of them is going to be in my top 10.
Oh, yeah.
I know it.
I knew. But what do you have for... Wait, did I just go? Yes. What do you have for number six?
I put Companion. Is it?
That's my number six.
Okay,
you
nice.
Fucking cheater.
Whoa. I feel happy when you have it in the right spot. I feel like you know me.
Just too good. Doesn't make sense. That's my number six. That's so funny because, yeah, that was one that was super high on my list originally. Mm-hmm. Like, I made the list early in the year.
Yeah.
And as things keep coming out, it's been getting pushed down. But it's still, I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, I know really you do.
But for number six on yours, I guessed Begonia.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's the number six.
Keeping it tied. See, a lot of these, it's funny that I'm able to guess them by just figuring out like, well, I know this is above that. So it just keeps getting squished down.
That's what I did for you too.
I knew that these top five were like definitely your top five. So it's like these all got to go move out of the way.
Yeah.
Now it gets interesting.
Yeah, it does.
What did you guess for my number five?
Bring Her Back.
It's my number 10.
Oh.
This, I actually had 20 years later. I mean, I already said that. Mm-hmm. That was my number five.
Okay.
So it's like I said, I think I just, the more I thought about it, it wound up going up. But yeah, Bring Her Back, that's my number 10. So you still got a point. Broke a head. Bring Her Back, I think, like, we talked about on the episode. I didn't like it as much as Talk to Me. And I think, like, I don't know. It's a movie that people really love. It just didn't hit me the way it did a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Which almost makes me feel, like, more disappointed, you know? So that was solidly number 10, still on the list.
Yeah.
At the bottom. But for number 5, I guessed Frolicka.
Yep, that's my number 5. Oh,
yeah. I'm in the lead now. I got 13, you got 11. See,
you're being such a bad sport at the beginning. Act like you weren't.
I think that's the key thing is, like, the top 5 is the easy part.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fucking ace this bitch. Just one.
I should have just moved some stuff around.
I knew you love this movie, but I know there's 3 other movies you like more. So what's your guess for number 4?
I put The Long Walk.
That's my number 4. I told you, this is when it gets easy, yeah. I think. It's so dumb. It makes this game so fucking stupid. <you know? laughs> It does show how much we know each other. So number 4, I guessed Ugly Stepsister.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Why am I even keeping track at this point? Number 3.
You're number 3.
Yeah.
I put Frolicka.
That's my number 3.
Okay.
We can just fucking run through this shit. What are we doing?
No.
I put Frankenstein.
For my number 3?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. As you go to put points in.
And number 2?
You're number 2?
Yes.
I put Ugly Stepsister.
Yep, and I put Weapons for you. Yeah. So yeah.
Yes.
Well, here's what's interesting.
Okay.
I win.
Okay.
According to this. However.
How? Because I was in the lead before. Oh, wait, I dropped out a few.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what did you have for number 11?
Well, you already know.
What was it?
I already said it earlier.
What was it?
Well, it makes me want to change it. Because I had it between 2 and I picked the wrong one.
What was the one?
It was Hard Eyes. I said it was Hard Eyes. Oh, yeah.
What's the other one?
Final Destination Bloodlines.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
That's not on my list.
It's not?
I can see the guess because I guess the same thing for you. So we both win.
What that doesn't... No, you win because you had the most points.
Well, if you insist.
No. I don't, actually.
Well, let's just say... So. My full list, I had Sinners in number 1, then Ugly Stepsister, Frolicka, Long Walk at number 4, 28 Years Later number 5, Companion number 6, Weapons number 7, Begonia number 8, Queens of the Dead number 9, and Bring Her Back number 10. So
I missed Queens of the Dead. I honestly didn't think you'd have it.
Okay.
I didn't think you'd have it on your list.
Gotta respect it. It's too good. I can see where you're coming from. With that.
Yeah.
And I actually put it above you, where you put it. You put it number 10.
Yeah,
right?
I did.
I put it number 9. I respect the hell out of the movie, and I just thought it was really, really entertaining. So, gotta give respect to Tina Romero. So, I disrespected Oz Perkins and chose Tina Romero instead, which is real. Because honestly, I think, like, the top 5 is really solid. When you get past 5, you start getting into the political choices, you know?
The political choices?
It's like, gotta give respect to this movie.
Yeah.
But what was your full list?
I had Sinners at number 1, and then Weapons number 2, Frankenstein number 3, Ugly Stepsister for number 4, number 5, Frolicka, number 6, Begonia, 7, Keeper, 8, Bring Her Back, 9, 28 Years Later, and then 10, Queens of the Dead.
That's crazy. I would have perfectly had your list if I thought you were going to put Bring Her Back on there, because that threw everything off.
You didn't think I'd have it on my list at all?
No. So it's funny because the whole list is so exact except for number 8 and number 9 because I guess Good Boy. So close.
Yeah.
That is honestly kind of crazy how close both of those lists are.
Yeah.
We are around each other so much and I would have it no other way. I guess it's logically going to happen when you talk about horror movies as much as we do. That was great, even though games are hard and we really struggled. We do have some ideas for other games that we'll do on future episodes, but I think it's mostly going to probably turn out like that. We're like, let's guess stuff about each other. And then it's just like, yeah, right. Yep. You got it.
Yeah.
Maybe
I think we maybe have grown past the guess the top 10. Can we say that now?
Oh, I know. Yeah, you were very opposed to the whole top 10 thing.
For a completely different reason, but...
But this is just, it's a fun way to close it out and put our personal top 10s out there. So you can see how, like, what we are in agreement on and what we aren't. And I think the overall top 10 for Ghost Beast reflects that very well. Why don't we take a little quick break? Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about Send Help, which is Sam Raimi's new horror movie, just came out. I just saw that this is his first horror movie since Drag Me to Hell, which I didn't really think about that, but it's like, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You hear?
So we'll get to that in a minute. I can hear.
She's snoring. Our cat snoring. They're both asleep right now.
Send Help. So of course, this is directed by Sam Raimi, and the spoiler-free story, for those who don't know, it's essentially just a movie about this boss and employee relationship as this abusive boss and his overlooked employee crash on an island in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. And the movie is just them like surviving together and the changing relationship dynamics and power dynamics between the two of them in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Specifically in a Sam Raimi horror movie, which I think is part of why it's getting so much attention, because I remember seeing a trailer for this a while ago. Do you remember?
I don't think I remembered seeing the trailer.
And that's my point. I think I saw the trailer and it just seemed like a very ordinary, I don't know. Like there's certain trailers you see where it's like, that doesn't seem like anything, you know?
I think the trailer has a plane crash in it. Like, yeah. I think that's like the bulk of the trailer. That stuff, I'm not into that. You know, like a lot of people, I feel like, aren't into that.
I just think like it just seemed like a very basic setup. And when Sam Raimi's name was in there, it's like at this point, I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, I don't know, because so many times they use like Sam Raimi, Jordan Peele, people like that. They just are like, oh, yeah, he produced it. You know, so people get confused. And they're like, oh, shit, he directed this movie.
Well, yeah, because normally you'd put the director's name really big on it. So when you're, say, marketing him and you put Jordan Peele's name really huge on it, everyone's like, oh, it's Jordan Peele's movie.
Yeah. So I wasn't paying enough attention to even realize like, oh yeah, this for real. This is a horror movie that Sam Raimi's doing after a long fucking time. So a lot of people are like, oh, Sam Raimi's back. And, you know, that's like the thing everyone's saying. Sam Raimi never went anywhere. Okay. It's funny because it has been a while since he made a horror movie. Mm-hmm. He's been making other stuff. And like, even the movies that I'm not crazy about, like he did Multiverse of Madness. It's not a great movie, but the Sam Raimi touches in there, it's like every movie he touches, it looks like a Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like I've been getting plenty of Raimi. His things are usually like ultra violence. That's kind of like out of nowhere. There's definitely that in the movie. I think like maybe that's one of my only complaints, is I kind of wanted more brutality from this like survivor situation, you know?
I mean, it was pretty brutal.
There are some big parts like that. What else? Oh, there's always the way he works in like a spooky ghost woman face. Like they still find a way to put that in this movie. But it is a lot of fun. I mean, Rachel McAdams' character, I like the idea that she is specifically a Survivor fan. You already get the setup that, like, she is perfectly fucking suited to this because she applied to be on Survivor and everything. So it's a fun way to work in that kind of changing power dynamic, because when they land, her boss, like, his leg is broken, so she has to take care of him, and she's instantly just in her fucking element. Was this the first 2026 movie we've actually seen in theaters? Because we missed a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I guess so.
We missed Primate. We missed the Bone Temple. We got to start catching up again, because a lot of shit's coming out right now. It's getting a little crazy. But what do you think about Send Help?
I thought it was good. It was really good to see in theaters. I think that was one thing that really stuck with me, was like, I'm really glad we saw this in theaters.
Yeah.
I think overall, it's hard for me to get into like survivalist stories, personally.
Yeah.
But I think Rachel McAdams did a really good job playing a huge dichotomy of characters, honestly, within the one character. Yeah. I think that there are some things I wish would have happened that didn't happen, or things that did happen that I wish didn't happen.
Like what?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's really a spoiler, but like she had like
a
crush on her boss. And it's just like, why? Like, why is this woman have this like slight crush on this like pathetic man? I really don't think that her character being so strong and survivalist driven really gives two shits about this guy. She, you know, like I thought that was weird to me.
Well, considering where the movie goes, I think it's not so bad. Why do you think it was good in theaters, though?
Just because it was so intense and there's so much to see.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of with you that like, it's like I said, I think the premise isn't really super appealing, but it's like, it's got that Sam Raimi flavor, you know, that keeps it really interesting. And I thought it was very fun. Mm-hmm. Definitely recommend it. Maybe a little late seeing theaters now, but yeah. I'm glad that we went out and just saw it kind of randomly.
Mm-hmm.
So you recommend?
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
We also saw Bone Lake. I think one of the benefits, Ripley, that is not going to work. What is she doing?
Can you come up here, please?
Ripley's going to be fucking with the lights the whole time.
She loves the lights.
But Bone Lake, we saw this a while ago. But this is one we were kind of like cramming to get in before we did the top 10. It's a 2025 movie. Came out like the end of the year. We missed it in theaters. I had a lot of fun going into this just because I didn't know a fucking thing about it.
Yeah.
Did you know anything about this?
No, I didn't know anything about this.
I hadn't seen trailers or anything. I just saw the poster and the title.
Yeah.
And it is fun sometimes to just go into movies like that because you don't know what to expect. Turns out Bone Lake, without really getting into anything, because it is fun to kind of go in blind on, it's very similar to movies like Ready or Not, like tonally.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Which I also did not realize in the beginning.
No, I didn't realize it either.
Much more serious. But actually, that is like, that's the cool thing about it. It is just kind of upbeat and silly. I don't know how else to describe that. Like, Ready or Not has a very specific tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe it?
I don't know. I thought it was funny, but it was also like a little intense too and weird.
Funny, intense, weird. Yeah, I think that sums it up. But I mean, the very, very basic setup is like, it is a barbarian. It is two couples in this case who rent like the same Airbnb. Mm-hmm. It's like a big mansion. So it's this mix up and then they wind up deciding to stay there together. Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes from there. So I wrote down Ready or Not, but not as good. And I think that's like actually, I was going to say like, that's a little too far. I don't feel that way. I really like this one a lot.
I thought that this was okay. I don't know.
You didn't like it that much?
I thought some parts of it were really funny and it was good. I mean, I would recommend it, but I wouldn't say it was great.
I think maybe the setup is a little too corny.
Well, see, I think there's something to a little bit of danger and I don't know. Look, if we got an Airbnb and another couple was also there, we would not stay with them. Like,
well, I think that's the point.
Like, you know, it's like, obviously, I know that, you know, horror puts you into situations where obviously you would not do that thing. But the premise was just so like, okay, like,
listen, no. that is horror.
Yeah.
I mean, Barbarian, it's almost worse because it's a woman staying there with another random man.
I know, but I feel like there was still like a thread that kept the story together because it was raining outside, she had nowhere else to go, like, you know, and that's like the beginning of Barbarian. Like there were stakes put in place to where it was like, but it felt like here is like you could have left.
They tried, they did set some stakes because remember it was like a big expensive mansion.
Yeah.
So for the first couple that comes in, this was like a big I could see us. I don't know if we wouldn't fucking stay.
No.
But I would be like, I need a refund.
Well, obviously.
Like, yeah. But then the bigger thing is that, I mean, we don't need to keep saying that.
Are we going to have an issue with the spoiler-free?
No, okay. We're fine. The one guy, he is planning on proposing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the stakes.
Yeah.
It's like he had this big thing planned So they feel committed. It is still like, I would not stay there with weird random people, especially because they start fucking with them.
Oh, yeah. They clearly start fucking with them. And it feels like at least the first fuck around, you would leave. If anything.
I would definitely. Yeah. There would be no second fuck around for sure. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, there's not really a lot else we can say because I don't want to give anything away about like where it goes. But it does kind of like, it's like I said, the stakes go way the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And it's very silly, also a little corny, but just very fun. So I still recommend checking it out. It's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. You definitely seem more like negative than I do.
Yeah, I don't think I liked it as much, but you know, I would still recommend it.
Yep. We're fucking blasting through this shit. I don't know if this like helped or hurt the movie though. I did write down, this was one of those movies that we like would not stop fucking yapping. Like sometimes when we watch movies, we keep having to like pause and rewind because we won't fucking stop talking. Yeah. I don't know what happens.
I think I know what happens. We have a lot to say.
Yeah. So I don't know how this turned into one of those. So it took like 3 fucking hours to get through it. But I had a good time with it. And I guess that leads us to the final movie.
Well, I was gonna say, yes. I feel like I don't want to be too negative on the movie. I did like it. I think I have more to say, but it's all spoilers.
Yeah, that's so. Some of my best jokes that I wrote down were from they're like big spoilers. It's like, well, this is what happens when you aren't making a full episode.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're wrapping up 2025. I think like with that, we might do one for Black Phone 2. That was another one we like crammed.
Yeah.
And I guess that leads us to Megan 2.0, which we save for dead last because we were like, we know we're not going to like this too much.
Yeah.
Like we were pretty fucking confident, but we decided just to throw it on, see what it was. I don't want to like set it up in such a negative way like that.
I think this is a horror podcast. So
yeah.
To genre switch the franchise is a weird decision. I'm not trying to crap on the director for wanting to go to a different direction. I get it, but it's an odd choice and it did not pay off.
When it comes to stuff like this, I want to be proven wrong.
Yeah,
I want to be too. Surprised. So when we had heard that this was changing in this way, we've talked about this on the podcast before, but if you're somehow not aware, because this is like part of the culture now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually one of my big complaints about the movie. But they decided to do like a Terminator 2 thing where the first movie was horror movie, second movie is action movie. That was their big plan. Sounds great on paper until you're a horror fan and you're like, I don't want to see that. Like, what is that? So I was still hoping they would like surprise me with it, but it is just exactly that. It's like...
there was too many like... So the first thing about Megan is it was cool. And then the thing about Megan 2.0 is it was trying to be cool. And
that's a great way to put it.
It just didn't read. It felt like they were trying way too hard. Like they're trying to get the GIFs, they're trying to get the memes, they're trying to get, you know, the trendy dances for TikTok. It's like you just got to organically get there. You can't force it.
That's so funny because I only wrote down 2 notes for this. And one of the notes I wrote down is that it took the wrong lessons from the first movie and basically turned a TikTok dance into a movie, which is like exactly what you're saying. That is totally what it feels like. It's just even like the different costumes and stuff, which you see some of that in the trailer. It looks so ridiculous.
And like she looks different. Like way too different, like not real.
You know,
like I don't know how to.
No, I know how to explain it now because at the time I felt the same way. It just felt like this weird, uncanny valley that wasn't there in the first one, and it's because they gave her a bigger body, but she basically has like the same head,
and she's still a child.
Like, yeah, so she's like adult body with child. It looks so fucking weird.
It's really
it does
weird.
Not work at all. I and think like, I hated that the most.
I think what I hated the most, okay. I did not like, look, I'm not trying to completely shit on it, but also like her lips don't line up with what she's saying. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
That like threw me the whole time, is that she just looks so fucking weird. And it's also way more of a comedy. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of jokes in here. And honestly, there were some jokes that I laughed at.
Oh, from. Yeah, like, oh, there were some funny jokes in there.
But there are a lot that are just not fucking funny at all.
There's too many aspects of the movie that feel forced.
Yeah.
And I think what really got me, first of all, marketing pissed me off. It was everywhere. It's pink, plain Chapel Roan. And it was just like, I am your target audience and you're missing me. Like, they were love Chapel Roan. Like,
it is strange that you go from like, you are simultaneously trying to bring in the action movie crowd and the Chapel Roan crowd on TikTok.
That's a very niche crowd.
Maybe that's the problem. It's a little too niche. I did see they were saying like, when this was like fucking bombing when it came out, they made some statement about how like, oh, we promise the third one will be a horror movie. Like they immediately kind of pulled it back.
They did not lose me. I will say
show up for a three.
I will show up for Megan 3.0 or whatever they do. Just,
yes,
you know, lesson learned. It's fine. I'm still a fan of Megan.
It's funny because I think if they make a 3.0 that is more of a comedy like this, but is still a horror movie, mm-hmm. I think that could still work and I'd still show up for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Know? Yeah. I think as much as I really didn't like the movie, I respect them for taking a chance. I do.
Yeah.
Totally. I do respect it.
That's why I'm saying, like, I wish I could say that it surprised me. Because, like, I want the big swings.
Yeah.
But this was just the abyss.
Yeah. And that's okay.
There we go.
I also just do want to say one of our friends absolutely loves this movie. And I don't.
Okay.
I want her to know, like, she is completely valid.
Yeah, of course.
In loving this movie. I think we even at the Renaissance Fair, she was like explaining. And you know what? She's completely right.
It's a very cool TikTok dance. Yes, I agree. But I'm not throwing him in the dumpster. No. We're all good. But I think that's it for our first spoiler-free speed run. I think this was very fun.
Yeah, me too.
Did you? We have some kinks. Like up and down.
We have some kinks to work out. I think the game got a little convoluted. That's okay.
We will plan better next time. We have some regular episodes coming up. We still haven't released The Long Walk or Frolica. Mm-hmm. We already recorded those, so we'll put those out. We're also doing an episode on Lady Frankenstein, mm-hmm. which we watched around Valentine's Day. We've been wanting to watch this for a while because my friend recommended it. And it looked like, oh, this is a Becca movie. Would you say that was a Becca movie?
Yes, okay. It was. Apparently, literally.
That's true. Yeah. So we're gonna do a full episode on that. But then I think by the end of next month, I'd like to do another spoiler-free speed run.
Okay.
Try to do it every month. And let us know what you think.
Yeah. And please let us know if you have suggestions.
Yes.
Yes.
But you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod. You can follow Lux Fatale, our very own in-house artist. Check out all our cool horror artwork. She also designed our merch. You can find that at ghostbeast.com. Support us. Buy her stickers. Buy her shirts. Buy her hoodies. They're fucking cool. We've already ordered some. I got the hoodie, which feels a little weird to be wearing a hoodie with our podcast logo on the back.
It did turn out really good, though.
It's a nice hoodie, though. Yeah. It's very comfy.
Yeah.
Also got to give a shout out to the FUs who provided all of our music, did an incredible job with that. You can check out f-use.com for all his stuff.
He's got a new album coming out soon.
Cool.
K-E-W-L.
Yeah. You got it. You follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd. We have all our lists and rankings and stuff on there. I think we'll upload our top 10s for the year on there. Just keep it all in one place. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com if you have any game recommendations. Give us some ideas. And we're always looking for movie recommendations too, because now with this we can just throw a bunch of those in an episode.
Yeah, and I mean, if you have questions or like segment suggestions you'd want to hear, you know, we want to know that type of stuff.
Yeah, help us, because apparently we're really fucking bad at coming up with games. You did have one really good one that I think we're going
to try. Well, we need to do prep. for it.
Yeah. But that's it. Check us out next week for a new regular episode.